Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, three lines from the bottom. Also, the last Gemara that we learned before that, that the reason why Noshim Azoicha, the Gemara says Gdol Aftoch Shevtich Nakash Bochel Noshim Yosem in Anoshim. So I take so what you said, mentioned that the we said the three conditions, the three things, is one is Akuye Benay Levei Knishta Asniye Gavrayu LeBeRavonon Natin LeGavrayu. So because of, until they come back, so these three things. The Gemara says they're more than men. So Rebbe Yehuda Lapian, Zakai so brought down Bishmoy, that he says the reason why Noshim Gedol after Chosom is because they Taka have more. They have the schus of the Torah, and they also don't have the chisaron, like you mentioned, of the chisaron of the oven of Bittel Torah. As long as they send the husband off, what happens afterwards, that's not gay. That's not the Gemara's Meduyuk on the sending off and the coming back. The Bittel Torah, that doesn't go into the Cheshbon. And he touches that shot in the Posuk, Shalom Rav. It doesn't say l'loim de sarasecho. Shalom rav l'oyav sarasecho. That's the noshim. Ve'en lo mimichshol. They don't have the michshol taka because they don't have the michshol of bittel Torah. So taka. That's why it's on a higher madrega. Like I said, this is a gevaldig zach. Rebellion, yeah. And this is a gevaldig zach. For otherwise, the shidduch crisis will be much worse. If every person is only going to marry the metzuyan that doesn't waste a second time, then it'll be even harder. So there, the schad they taka have as long as they have these three conditions. Oh, zog the Gemara three lines from the bottom. Ki avem miftri rabbonon miber Rav Chisda. When the rabbonon parted from Rav Chisda from the Beis Medrash, va'ami lo miber Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni omer lo hachi alufeinu misubolim. And the end of the pasuk is the Gemara is going to dash in ein peretz ve'ein yoitzes ve'ein tzofcha v'chav yaseinu. So the Gemara says like this: alufeinu misubolim. What does that mean? Rav Shmuel, va'ami lo Rav Yechonon v'Rav Elozer. Chad omar alufeinu b'teira, your alufim in teira, u'misubalim b'mitzvahs, meaning the burden they have this the mitzvahs. V'chad omar alufeinu means b'teira b'mitzvahs, u'misubalim b'yisurim. Like we said before, g'dol yisurim, yisurim shalavo. These are the two things that we're referring to. The Chum have zogimo yudzayno beis. Ein peretz, and this is what they said when they parted. Ein peretz. And Taisa says, why is Peretz referring to Achisoifel? David. He started after all. He went with Avshalom against David HaMelech. That was the Peretz. That's what's called Ein Peretz. The second thing is the Ein Yoytzes. Ein Yoytzes Shloitei Yosenu Kesiyosa Shel Shol Shiotzmenu Doyag. Like Taisa says over there, continues Yoytzes a Doyag. Why? And that's referring to he was the one that based on Shaul HaMelech killed Noiv Ir Kahanim. So that's Yoytzes. Yoytzes, and he was Yotzel Tabro. The Gemara says in Chelik that they were from the four people Sheinim Chelik Loim Haba. Doyeg Achisoyful. Oh, the next thing the Gemara says Bidashim Doyeg Adoymi. The Ein Sofcha. No scream. What is that referring to? Shloitei Yosenu Kesiyosa Shel Elisha Shiotzmenu Geichazi. Gechazi was the Meshores of Elisha. Before we had in the Gemara, who Kaddish the Talmud? The Ein Gechazi, the Talmud, because of Hadofai, what he did over there. But I could hear the Gemara saying, Sheyotzemen of Gechazi. So Rav Taisa says, what is Tzofcha negate Gechazi? Shoyim Metzoyra, Uksibe Tomet Tomet Yikra, Rainu Tzofcha. Meaning this was after Elisha gave him a klali, he should be a Metzoyra, because he wanted to take money. He said that Elisha wanted to take money for the Ripuy of Naamon. From his tzaras, so he gave him the klal, and that's tzofcha. Tzofcha because tomi tomi yiko, you have to go out of the encampment. That's the lashon of tzofcha. So the Gemara, the last thing. So that's tzofcha. Nochamo, vein tzofcha shloit yaseinu kesiyos shalish yotz min gechazi b'chove seinu shaloi alanu ben oy talmid shmakdiach tafshilo b'rabim. He's makdish tafshilo b'rabim. That is a public embarrassment. He's publicly doing, showing his chisoinis. There's chisoinis that's taken out by the censor. The original tfusim, it said over here in tfus yoshen, it says kugoin yeshu hanoitzri. He's considered someone's makdiach tafshilo b'rabim. The ritva has a chisoinis too, and he says that he was doirish. What's the gate to chavis enu? He was doirish b'chavis b'rabim agoda shal doifi lahadichon. So that's b'chavis enu yeshu hanoitzri. Zok de Gemara, Shimu Eli Abire Lev, Horchoy Kimitz Doko. So now the first Gemara is talking about tzaddikim. A chaykim and tzedakah is going to tie up, even though it doesn't mean rachel from tzedakah. It's a mile. We'll see what it means. Zok ma'arav shmuv amir lo rabbi yechon rabbi loza. Chad amakalo elam kulan nizanim b'tzedakah. The whole world is nizan with the tzedakah of the Eibishter, and not b'schus that they own. They don't have enough schusim to sustain themselves. The heim, mashengen these tzedikim are nizanim b'zroya. B'zroya zok rashi b'schus shabiyodom. He's talking about tzedikim. And they're called rechaykim etzdaka because they don't need the tzdaka, so to speak, of the Eibishter. They have such tremendous chusim themselves. B'chad omar, another pshat is, kol ha'olam kulin nizayinim b'schusam. The whole world is nizayinim b'schusam of these tzadikim. V'heim ha'filu b'schus ha'atzmanei nizayinim, meaning they do not utilize any of their own schusim for their own, even own parnosa comes about b'koshi. The whole world is sustained because of the schuz of Chanina. All he sustains himself is one kav chuvim from one week to another week, weekly, one kav chuvim. So this is all going on tzadikim. And then the Gemara says, "Upligid Rav Yuda." This argues on Rav Yuda to touch the pasuk. Dom Rav Yuda, man avir alev guvoi tipshoi. Is referring to Guvoy Tipshoy Zagdrashi Shem Umahu, the Bovel. Amrinon, Shoishim and Nasin, and Kedushin says these were the Nasinim. They were Gerarayas, Givoinim, Nasinim. The point is they were talking about Rishoyim. Why are they considered Rechoykim not Stoker? Zogdi Gomorrah, because Omrav Yosef Teda, that it's referring to them, Dolo Igaya Giurim Inayu, no one was Megaya from them. Now, if no one was Megaya from them, that means they were fools. They saw all the tzitkas and all the godless and all the nisim that Klausel took place with them, and they weren't megaya. So that's like a rechoykim mitzdaka. Om Rav Asher b'nei Masa Mechasya Avir Alev Ninu. The people, the goyim of Masa Mechasya Avir Alev. The kochozi yikra de reisa. Oh, they saw the covet bestowed upon the Talmid Chachomim. So Rashi, trezimne b'shabato, b'shaito, v'lokim gari gyurim inayu. So Rashi, shoyin esofim shom Yisrael ba'adar l'shmoy b'chus Pesach. They saw the kala on Adar for l'chus Pesach. And they weren't megaya, even though they saw this such massive gatherings to come here to halachas. Tosfos says, why is Atzeres not mentioned? Atzeres shein ele yoyim echad, lo yikol kach misafsin. The people gathered, the 7-day yontif, so there was many misafsin. But shein ken Atzeres one day. Tosfos says another pshat is, v'shem nisis rachish lei. Not because of a large gathering or a small. There was a nes min hashamayim, amud de'esh, atzeres that didn't take place. Akoponim, that was the taina that they were in Megaya. So before that, nizoinim bizroya, yikach yesh lagia betkiz, they're talking about the piyutim by zichroinus, v'heim bizroya odecho bohu, v'lo gassinu odecho loy bohu. Okay, that's totally in the two gesois. That's a good repeat. Zog the Gemara. Oh, back to the Mishnah that said Chosin Mroitzel Likrois Koira. If he wants to be Koira Ladarishan, he's allowed to. Lav Kol Roitzel Likrois Litla Hashem. That was the end of the Mishnah. So that was the Machlekes, right? The Mishnah said. Tanakama said, Omelem Eni Shemel Lechem Levatam Min Amal Hashemayim Afilu Shoachas. Oh. Oh, I'm sorry, the next Mishnah. Chosen im roitzel likos kirishma laila yishin koira. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, loy kol roitzel litlis Hashem yitol. So we have a machlekes Tanakama. Tanakama says, if you want to, he could. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, not everyone can just grab onto this shtela and say that he's on that level. Zog the Gemara lememet Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, chayish li yuaro. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, not everyone is allowed to. It's chayish li yuaro. It's gaiva. The Rabbonon that say that if im roitzel likos, loy chayish li yuaro. We know punkt verkehrt in Machlokes Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanon. The Tanaim we learned in the Mishnah as follows: Mokim shenogu l'atzim melacha b'tishabov oisin. That means there was two minhagim. Do you work on Tishabov or not? So if mokim that they were did make do melacha on Tishabov, so then everyone could be oisin melacha. Mokim shenogu shaloi l'atzis ain oisin. Now then it continues. V'chom mokim talmid chachomim b'teilin. That means, but Talmid Chachom never do melacha, even in Mokam, she'oise melacha. So it's mashma that only Talmid Chachom are excluded, that they don't do melacha, even in a place that they do melacha. Mashma, a regular person, should not be machmen and suddenly not do melacha, to prevent himself from doing melacha, because of chashav gaiva, chashav yuara. So that is the cheetah of Rabbonon over here, yechayish le yuara. And on that, Shimon Gamliel says over there, "Le'olam yaskol adam is atzik tamat chacham." No, make yourself a tamat chacham and do not do melacha when it comes to Tisha B'Av. So we see Shimon Gamliel is loychayish liyura. He says everyone could be consider himself a tamat chacham with this, and that's a steer to Shimon Gamliel before. And Rabbanon is a steer. Rabbanon say before that im roitzeliko is kaira, and here it says no, that only tamid chachamim are excluded. They don't do melacha. Mashma, everyone else. Taka has to do melacha. He can't just consider himself because it's you and a dick. So I'm going to ask Rabbanon, Rabbanon, ask Rabbanon, ask Rabbanon, ask Rabbanon, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, first there it says, Mukhlefes Hashitas, switch around the Shitas, and coincide the Rabbanon Gamliel with our Mishnas of Rabbanon Gamliel, that we're Chayesh Liyuago. Rav Shisha B'Rei Rav Yidi, that's the Mashmoyz and Toysis, but that's the Ikka. Rav Shisha B'Rei Rav Yidi, Omer, Lo'oilam Lo'i Tachlif, don't be Machlif, the Rabbanon, Rabbanon, Lo'i Kasha. Why? Kiyashma came in the Kulei Alma Kokoru. When it comes to Kriyashma, we said, Im Roitza Likra's Koira. Since Kriyashma is, after all, someone that's not a chosen, someone who's not a chosen, he reads Kriyashma. Everyone reads Kriyashma. So a male reading Kriyashma is not considered something that's Yuago. The Iunami Korile, and he also does. So Lo Mechzik Yuago, it's not considered Yuago. Masha'en Kein, Hocho, or Hosom, meaning the Sugi over there, Cave on the Kuli Alma, Avdi Melocha. Since everyone, Lemaisa, works on Tisha B'Av. And now suddenly he doesn't. He's different than everyone else. So michziki yuago. The difference is the rabbanon considered yuago over there because over there everyone works and he doesn't. Mashen kriyashma. Everyone says kriyashma. The chasanim don't, but everyone does. So maybe he's like everyone and he's allowed to. Now why did Reb Shimon Gamliel not a stira? Reb Shimon Gamliel. Reb Shimon Gamliel loykasha hosom bekavonet al yimilsa. Meaning or hocha. When it comes to kriyashma. It's telling kavana. So lav kol aroitz little as Hashem yitol. It's telling kavana. So v'anan tzadi loy motzi lechavne da'ayt letayu. There's an anan tzadi. A chosin cannot concentrate. So that's why it's yuaro. Aval hocham when it comes to or hosham at least over there when it comes to the working when it comes to working on Tisha B'Av. Haroya oimer someone who sees him not working is melachu de'ein loy. He doesn't have a job. That's why he's not working. Not because of yuaro. Why de'ein loy? Puk Chazi, take a look. Kama Batlon, Ika Bishuka. There's no lack of people that don't have jobs. So Mela, that's not a chisoran that he does. That's why there's no yura, and that's why Taka, it's Mutter. Hadan aloch hoya koira, hadan aloch hoya koira, hadan aloch hoya koira. Now, granted, this din of yura, we see that only an ansari loy motzi lechavne, then it's yura. But something that's not an ansari, when you do a mitzvah, it's clear, brought down in my sarav, when you wear tefillin the whole day. It's not called yura. Because be'etzim ikra din, everyone's mechuv to wear tefillin. You don't because you have a stomach ache, you don't because you're not a gufnoki. But so be'etzim, it's something that's not totally in kavana, that's him wearing, so male there's no yura, things like that. Let's see the last doses. Rav Shisha b'Rei Rav Yidi Amar Lo'olam Lo'i Tachlif. Pirush Rach, the halacha k'Rav Sheshes, Duhu Basroa. That means, the halacha k'Rav Shimon Gamliel. The halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Gamliel that says that Lav Kol Roitz Litol. Now, this is only Bizman HaGemara. The Omar Lo'i Kol Roitz Litol Shem Yitol. Uv'chol Mokom Shishon Rav Shimon Gamliel Moshen Alach K'moysi. Chut V'Erev Tzidim. Mi hu zok Toises? The end of Toises. Onu Shebishum Pam Enu Nemechav Nim Heitev. Kam chosin yesh likhois. I'm at the halacha today is the chosin has to read, but it's fakert. That would be the euro if he suddenly doesn't. The adra, benira kiurim lo yikre. Kloima, ani mechavim b'chol shor. Usually I have such kavonas, now I can't. Aber las is melocha betishmav, punkt fakert. When it comes to the melocha, ain't las is melocha. You shouldn't do melocha. Even if you're not a Talmud Chacham. Even if the mokum shenogu las is. Melocha you shouldn't do. Zok the Mishnah. The third perek. Mi shemeisa mutalafon. Now the next perek is a continuation of what we just learned, legabe. Oisik b'mitzah when you're part of Kriyashma and Oinen Tosis Taka says this in Gisoy is when this parak is where this parak is situated placed. Rashi goes Mishamei so Arat Tfilas Hashachar. Rashi has our parak Gimel after the next parak after parak Dalet. Avanir Lagi like we have it by us Shuacha Hoyakol after this parak that we just finished. The Ayre B'Sefer Mikriyashma the Kan Maschah Nami put in Pitur Kriyashma Uvishalmi goes Kamoiken. So we have the gears of the Ushalmi, the gears of Tosis. Zogt die Mishnah mit. Mishe meis am mutel von of. If someone has a meis in front of him, zogt Rashi, no Rashi yet, potu mikiyashma, u min atfilin, u mekol mitzvah samuras beteiro. Someone who has a meis in front of him, that means he's an oinen. We're talking about before the kvura. This is clearly talking about an oinen. Meis am mutel von of, he's potu from mitzvahs, potu from kiyashma, tfilin, mekol mitzvah samuras beteiro. Zok Tosfos Rashi right away. Lefishu Torud b'machshavas kvurasai. V'avedumi the chosin the potim shum tirdin a mitzvah. Rashi learns the ptur is tirdin a mitzvah. You're like a chosin. You're potter. We'll see soon in Tosfos. Tosfos learns that not pshat stam it's a tirdin. It's much more than that. According to Tosfos, the vart is he brings the Rishalmi that you are busy with the mace, and it's also because of kovod hamace. You're the person that they're relying on, so it's usher. According to Rashi, the vart is tirdin a mitzvah. Okay, if you're not Torah, then you're allowed to. According to Tosfos, ein rashoi. You will see the Tosfos soon. But upon him, clearly, someone who's oisik b'meis or someone who's an oinen, potem mikiyash ma'am in the tefillim and the tefillim komitz amuz b'teira. Now, this din we'll see soon in Tosfos tomorrow. But upon him, it's negeya mitzvahs essays. It's not negeya mitzvahs loisases. Loisases obviously an oinen is chayvin. So much so, it's brought down in Mishabura, in Hilchos Tilos Yadayim, that when it comes to, even though brachas he doesn't make, it's potter, it's essays, but Tilos Yadayim is mechuyev. Why? Because Tilos Yadayim is an issa. It's an issa that we made because of Gzeira, because of Takona, because of Truma, Betaira, so a male daddy is mechuyev, and it's considered a lav. Now, the question that's discussed is, in Achroinim, is that brachas is considered a mitzvah essay, it's potter. Aye, l'chayr bracha, hasn't it a nekuda of a lav? Why? Also, lenas b'olam hazem loy bracha. If you're not allowed to be nana, so then l'chayr not make a bracha is an issa. So why would he be potter from brachas? We see soon clearly brachas included. On that, the Achronim say that the yisoid adova is how do you look at the emik bracha as a shtickle and bayle pomeranchik? What is the yisoid in birchas hanenin? What's the yisoid? Is the pshat is that it starts off with an issa? Also, lehanes b'olam hazem loy bracha. So the bracha is a matir. So a mele isurim will be relevant to them also. Or in the pshat is no. Birchas hananim is not pshat, it's an issa to eat and you need the bracha to be matrit. The pshat is, there's a choyvas bracha. There's a chiv to make a bracha. And without making the bracha, so then it's also lanis b'olam hazeh b'loy bracha. But there's a choyvas bracha. So if the vart is that it's a choyvas bracha, so he's potter on chiyuvim, he's potter mitzvah essays. That would be the mashmoyus over here. An oinen is potter on brachas because it starts with the choyvas bracha. And so mele by him there's no issa of also lanis b'olam hazeh. But if the vart is it starts with the issa and you need the bracha to be matir, so then it's an issa. If it's an issa, it would be relevant to an oinen also. That's the raya that he brings the second sad, the emik bracha of Eile Pomeranchik. Oh. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Noise hamita vichilufeyen. Those that carry the mita. Now here now we're discussing an oinen anymore. Now we're talking about the oisik b'mitzvahs. Till now the first part of the Mishnah was oinen. Now we're discussing oisik b'mitzvah. Noise hamita, people that are carrying the mita. The first din is Misha Meis Mutlonov, it's correct. Shiva Kroivim. Oviv, Imoy, Ponov, Noisov, Ishtoi. What? Correct. Shiva Kroivim, correct. Someone who's tam metapel b'meis, that's a din of, we'll see, that's the next din. That's a din of oisik b'mitzah. The first din was a din of oinen. Oh, we'll see, Tois is not. According to Rashi, the first din was also oisik b'mitzah. Oisik mitzvah din. Tois is going to be, it's a covenant meis dik din, and he's not rashoi. But a couple of them, it's two different dinim. One is the gabe shiva koivim. The next din now is the gabe people that are oisik in the mitzvah. Noise hamita, those that are carrying the mita. Bechilufein, those that switch off. You can't carry the whole time yourself, you switch off. Bechilufein, chilufein, those that switch off the chilufim. Eshilufnei hamita, veshalach hamita. There's two types of people. Those that are before the mita, and those that the mita is, they already, alacha rashi learned shenosu kvar. They already carry the mita. They're past carrying the mita, post. So eshilufnei hamita, tzarech behem, since they still needed. So pturim, they're potter from mitzvahs. Veshalach hamita, those that already carried, so even though tzarech behen, even though there will still be a need for them, at the end of the day, lamais, you still need them, chayov and dechayev, the reason is, because, Zag Rashi, afim tzarech behem chayovim, hoish kva yotzi dechavosim in hameis. So they're not torah anymore, the whole vart in oisik b'mitzvah is tudin, you're torah in the mitzvah, I already did it, so I'm not so torah, the person that didn't do it yet, he's all nervous, I gotta help, I gotta this, he already did it, he's been there, done that. So mele, he's taka chayov and even my tzarech behem. Then the mission continues, ve'elu ve'elu, pturim min atfilah. That means, here we're talking about Kriyashma. Kriyashma is taka, the raisa, so they chayev, if they shall acha mita. And that's the word Rashi says, the raisa. Masha enken, eila le pturim min atfilah, zok Rashi, the lav de raisi. That's one pshat. Rashi brings another pshat, but I'm saying to Pirshu, fishi yeslam oit shohus. since tefillah has an extended time, like we said before, tefillah is not gimel shoyitz, it's dalet shoyitz, chatzoyitz, so it's a little more time, so that's why they are chayiv. The loshem p'tur, mashma, not pshat, you have an extended time, you're potter. Potter means because it's the rabbonon, like the first son. One is the rice and one is not. So that's why tefillah they're potter, even if they already carried. Now the mission continues. Kovlus ha-meis, now they already buried the meis. So now the question is, legabe, they now have to be menachem. We're talking about, again, the people that are always going to miss it. They have to say, I'm okay, menachem. V'chozru, so im yichoyin lahaskel, v'ligmar, actually gi'al l'shura, if they can finish shma before they get to the shura, so yaschilu, then they takish should say shma. There's no reason now not to be potter from the mitzvah shma. V'mlav, if they can make it till then, lo yaschilu, don't start. Where they stand around and they say, I'm walking Menachem, and Avelim walking between. Now, here we're talking about which people in the Shura are potter. It has to be that it's not a veris yet, because otherwise, what do you mean don't do it? Of course, do it. It's not, because right now they're not Oisik, but upon him. It's a chiddush, a mitzvah rabbonon. Pat is a mitzvah the rice of Kriyashma. We'll see soon. That's a big discussion. We'll see that tomorrow. Oh, so now we're talking about the shura itself. Those that are in the inner shura, they're takapota. Why? Because they are the ones that are being menachem. They're menachem the oval. Hachitzoinim, those that are on the outskirts, they're not being the menachem, because the mice of the pnimiyim are chayovim. They're takachayev. They don't have this ptur. Now, the next part of the Mishnah is taken out. That's the Mishnah right in Davchov. Atkan loshen ha-Mishnah. Let's see the Tosis. So the first Tosis we saw. Tosis, in the second Tosis, potter mikriyas shma b'Yerushalmi mifarsh taim om rabun ksiv l'man tizkor. The reason why they potter, because it says l'man tizkor. At kol yomei chayecha, yomish hata oisik b'chayim v'lo yomish hata oisik b'meisim. Tosis has a major chiddush, which is not the mashmoyis of the pashtus of the sugya. Pashtus, the reason is, because you're oisik b'mitzah, you're potter min ha-mitzah. And oisik b'mitzah has a p'tur, we learned in the Gemara, b'lechtecha, leches didoch, and not leches the mitzvah. It has to be leches didoch. So, if you're doing a mitzvah, it's not leches didoch. In fact, the Pnei Yeshua, all the Achronim asks is, what is Tosis Rishalmi being a new reason, Rishalmi? Leman tizkor, kol yimei chayecho, yom eshat oizg b'chayim, when you're oizg b'meisim, it's getting to the rain in kol yimei chayecho. Hor gassin apotim kirishma, u'min atfil, u'min atfilin. The Rishalmi is going on Leman tizkor, which is on kirishma, and that's yom eshat oizg b'chayim. Tosis fears oiz, mi kirishma, min atfilin, min atfilin. But Yerushalmi is not going to answer like I mean, the other things. But Yerushalmi is be'etzim shver. Yerushalmi is a shver Yerushalmi. You have to come on to a new reason. Why are you coming on to a new reason? Oh, so let's start this bottom thesis. Let's see the Gemara first. Zok demal mutalafonov in v'she'enu mutalafonov loy. It's mashma that only when the mace is mutalafonov, meaning I'm together in the same house as the mace. Uraminu, I'll ask you a question. Misha mace mutalafonov, when the mace is in front of him, oichel b'bayis achid, as kovet ha-mace, do not eat over there. Rash says le'egle rash, do not eat over there. V'meil b'bayis achid, doesn't have another house home to go to, the mecheder, so oichel b'bayis chaveri, go to your friend's home. V'meil b'bayis chaveri, he doesn't have a home of his friend that he can eat in. Oyse mechitzi, he makes a partition. V'oichel and eats over there. V'meil dover lasse mechitzi, he doesn't even have a place to make a mechitza. So mach zeponov, turn around your head. V'oichel. Now, this person is ain't a masiv. He can't just enjoy his meal and have a seba. That's keder chamesubin. That's not proper. V'oichel v'ain a masiv v'oichel. V'ain a oichel bosa v'ain a shos yayin. This is the din of oinen that he doesn't have bosa and yayin. The reason is. Tosis Moed Cotton says, because Bosa and Yain are Moishach Liboy Betanugois. So you're going to be Misatzel Bekvuras Hameis, and you're not going to be do what you have to partake in. That's why Bosa and Yain are also for an Oinen. Ve'ena Mevorech, ve'ena Mezamein. Here we have clearly, you do not make a bracha, like we said. Rashi says, you don't have to make. Rashi says clearly, ena Mevorech, ena Tzoich Levorech Birch Samoitzi, ena Mezamein, ena Tzoich Levorech Birch Samozin. Tosis argues. Tosis says, you're not allowed to. Let's see the bottom Tosis. Pirush Rashi. If you want to, you could. Miu b'Yerushalmi koma. This is the Yerushalmi that Tosis brings. Imrotz lahachmir ein shoymin loy. He's not allowed to make a bracha. It's forbidden for make a bracha. And the reason is because kovet ha-meis. So it's also. Or because they need him. So it's also. L'kach nira loymar ein mavorach ein rashoy levorach. umefarsh b'rishami lama v'kom ne kvoida shalmeis. It's not because, like Rashi says, because you're tovud, so if you want, you could, and make yourself untovud. No, it's kavod ameis not to make a bracha. It's kavod ameis. Inam nesh ein loy mishi yisim masoi. He's the one they're relying on. Uporach v'tanya potim mitils lulav, k'sach daitam marah b'yontav, uboi en tovud liso, umeshani, tifote b'choil, b'chol ha-shamoy. We'll continue this toys tomorrow, but in toys over here, we have yisoy disik ha-machloikas. Is the word in kavod ameis, and then it's taka osa, or pshad is tzichin loy, and then he's not rashoi. I'll just finish off. In the Rosh over here, it's brought down two dais. The halacha is legabe tefillah, let's say. If the mace died after already there was a chiv to daven shachris, so then there's a din hashlama after the kvura, because I had a chiv shachris. If there was already a zmar of mincha and they died afterwards, there's a chiv hashlama of doing it later. Masha enken, if let's say the mace died and it wasn't yet the zmar of shachris, then you're potter, you're totally upgepatted, then you're potter. So the Rosh brings two dais. What about Havdalah? Let's say the maize died on Mat Shabbos, you didn't do Havdalah. Do you make Havdalah on Sunday or no? Because in Maisa we make Havdalah all the way till midweek. So maybe over here you'd also make. So he brings two days. So the Achronim explained, the Yisoid is, what's the lomnes in Havdalah? Is the Pshat is Havdalah, is the Etzim only Matzah Shabbos, and is Din Tashlumin the other days? So if Din Tashlumin, he was upgepat from that Zman, like Tvila. If the maize died before the Zman of Shachis, there's no Tashlumin. So if Matzah Shabbos wasn't a gay, it was an Oinen, so then there's no Tashlumin. But if the Vart is, no, the Etzim Havdalah is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it's 3 days really. Just we started Matzah Shabbos as Rizin. So then Taki is in the Pasha, and that's the Pshat why he would make Havdalah on Matzah, on even on afterwards. That's the second side. All right, we'll stop over here at the bottom of your Zion of the base, and we will continue the Tosis. Big Tosis and Yud Chesam and Aleph will continue tomorrow.